Continuing discussion of these fundamental principles of material nature. Well, the most fundamental principle of material nature is that material nature is based on spiritual nature. That's being described here. How the transcendental living entity, who has actually nothing to do with material nature, enters into this material energy and considers himself part of it. So this is a very basic principle of understanding that Srila Prabhupada emphasized again and again in two main ways, that how the spiritual nature is not seen, is not understood, is not recognized by the conditioned living entities in two main ways Prabhupada preached about this. One was on the point that we are not the body. We are eternal spirit souls. We have nothing to do with this body. This is being, we have nothing to do with this body and consequently nothing to do with this material world. It's all simply an illusion to think that we are intrinsically related with this material energy. So this was one point in which Srila Prabhupada very much emphasized his teaching. We're not the body. Another point in which the spiritual energy is to be seen rather than the material energy, that Prabhupada directed us to another point he very much emphasized, is that material energy is not independent. Material energy comes from the spiritual energy. The whole material cosmos is coming from Krishna. And life comes from Krishna. Life comes from life. So these are all fundamental principles, basic principles. These are described in Bhagavad Gita. Today's verse that we're reading today, this echoes principles stated in Bhagavad Gita. Prakrite kriyamanani gunai kahmani sarvasha hankara vimurhatma kartaha miti manyate. Here we have again, manyate. He thinks. He thinks, but he's wrong. He only thinks like that, but it's not correct. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna states that everything is being actuated. This is the word, English word Prabhupada uses here. Everything is being done by material energy. But the bewildered spirit soul under the influence of that energy thinks, karta aham, I am the doer. Whereas material energy is doing everything. So the material energy is doing everything. Everything is actuated by material energy. And at the same time, the material energy, in another phase of her energies, gives the assists the conditioned soul. Condition means conditioned by Maya. Her conditioning is to make the conditioned soul think, I am doing. An example, this is described here as like a person under the influence of disease, mental disease, or a person haunted by ghosts. Influenced by disease, that example is there. Someone who has jaundice. Now it's the jaundice season coming in. It's the season for all kinds of sicknesses, especially malaria, jaundice, flu, and all this kind of thing. Coughs and colds are just normal. So one who has jaundice sees everything as yellow. Anyone had jaundice? I had hepatitis, but in hepatitis you just see everything normally. But we're told that in jaundice you see everything yellow-like. Anyone experienced that? No? You had? No, all right. Anyway, the example is given. There was a fashion at some time in the Western countries of, you can fill in the blank space yourself. They've tried everything. So there was a fashion of wearing spectacles with different colors, rose-colored, blue color. So you see, if you wear rose-colored glasses, then you see everything as rose-colored. So like that, that example is there, that one's whole vision is tinted. Glasses with spectacles in which the glass is yellow, it means it's tinted yellow or tinted red. So you have tinted vision. That means everything you see it not actually as it is. Just like I could be looking at Janardhan Das, that's Janardhan Das's friend, all right. Radha Krishna Das, sitting here, in a white, he's wearing white cloth, but if I had red tinted spectacles on, I'd see he's a brahmachari. It would be an incorrect vision. And everything we see like that, you see, oh, the sky is red, the marble is red, the chandelier is red, everything is red, but it's not. So in the same way with the tinted vision of karta hamiti manyate, thinking I am the doer, we see everything in this world as objects for me to enjoy, control and exploit. Instead of seeing ishavasyamidam sarvam, everything in this world is under the control of the Supreme Lord who made everything. And I am also part and parcel of Him. I am also meant to be enjoyed by Him. So it's a matter of vision. There is Jagat Darshan, or the way of thinking that everything in this world is meant for my enjoyment, or Golok Darshan, which means to see that everything in this world is meant for the enjoyment of Krishna. And if we have that vision, then just like Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Jadina Grihe Bhajana Deke Grihe Te Goloka Bhai, then even the apparently material situation, his house in Calcutta, it doesn't sound like very spiritual. We say, we're going on pilgrimage. Someone, where are you going? You're going to go to Pandrapur or Dwaraka or Puri. If we say Calcutta, you think, what kind of pilgrimage is that? Doesn't sound very spiritual. It's Calcutta was developed by Job Charnock, was it? An Englishman. For the sake of making money for the British, which he did. And so many others did also. There's a long history, Lord Clive and everyone else. So Calcutta is a materialistic city. But within Calcutta, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur built a house called Bhakti Bhavan, which is not part of Calcutta, although the address was given such and such Maniktala Street. The address has changed now. They changed the name of the road. But it's not in Calcutta. He didn't see it like that. When one Gosai, Jat Gosai, he went to Navadvip. He took darshan of Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji, who asked, where are you from? From Calcutta. When you go back, go see Bhaktivinoda Prabhu and ask him, or tell him to come and join me. Leave that Kalistan, that place of Kali, which is Kolikata, and come and join me for doing bhajan in Navadvip. So the caste Goswami went back to Calcutta and met Bhaktivinoda Thakur at Bhakti Bhavan and said that Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj is giving this message. You leave this Kalistan and come to join him. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, "You go back to Gaurakishore Das Prabhuji Maharaj, give him my blessings, and tell him that where I reside is not Kalisthan. Where he resides is Jaidina Grihe Bhajana Deki Grihe Te Goloka Bhai. By his bhajan, that place is Golok. By his influence, he never lived. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, such great devotees, they come to this world. He's not a Calcutta Vasi. He's a Vrajavasi. So he's always living in Vrindavan. He's never living in Calcutta. That's only superficial. Because he sees that everything is meant for the pleasure of Krishna. Everything he does is meant for the pleasure of Krishna. So that is, this is the non-diseased mentality. But by diseased mentality, we think, so many people in Bengal, they think, let us go to Calcutta to see a wonderful city, pride of Bengal. We shall go there and we shall see all the wonderful things. We shall see the Victoria Memorial. We shall see the Metro Railway. This is a big attraction. They don't have anywhere to go, but they'll just go anyway. Just to see, isn't it? Because it's a tourist. Even we bring people from South India to Mayapur and they want to go to Calcutta. One main thing they want to do is go on the Metro Railway. So they can go on the escalator and then go underground on the train. Oh, wonderful! So, to see all the sights of Calcutta. So it's a different vision. Disappointment. That will ultimately result in disappointment because it is a diseased mentality to think that we can enjoy this material world, and disease never results in happiness. Disease only results in dis-ease, which means ashanti, lack of happiness, lack of peace. And then ashantasya kutasukam, when there's no peace, there cannot. Where is the question of happiness? So this material condition is repeatedly, this example Prabhupada has given in the beginning of the purport, that the material condition is compared to a disease, mental disease, someone who's mentally deranged. So this material condition, many times in Shastra, repeatedly, the material consciousness of thinking, Jiva Swarup Krishna Nityadas Na, of thinking that the conditions, of thinking that the living entity is not the servant of Krishna. Jiva Swarup Hoy Krishna Nityadas Kabu Nahe. Thinking like this, we're not the servants of Krishna. This is Nunang Pramata Kurute Vikarama Pramata. This word is used. Mata means crazy. And crazy means crazy. But just to give more emphasis, Pramata, definitely, 100%, no doubt about it. Crazy as crazy can be. Nunang Pramata Kurute Vikarama Yad Indriya Pritya Apinoti. Na sadhu manye yata atmano yam asangapi klesha da asadeha. Rishabdev is pointing out, these people, they're all crazy because they're acting in a manner which is guaranteed to give them suffering. But they're thinking, anyway, I shall do it. I shall get some enjoyment. It's like if you think, well, I like to hear the sound of guns firing. So I'll pick one up and shoot myself. And then I'll enjoy the sound of the gun firing, and then you get killed. So it's a crazy thing to do, because to get the pleasure of hearing a gun sounded, which isn't very pleasurable anyway, one has to suffer death. So it's like that. The material condition means that for getting some enjoyment, which is not enjoyable anyway, we have to suffer so much. the standard example is there of sex life, as Prabhupada used to call it, that for a little enjoyment, which isn't actually enjoyable anyway, one has to suffer so much. Either licit or illicit, sex life is the cause of so much suffering. Illicit sex means that, at least in a society where there is some moral values, which it's getting increasingly rare in the world, that if you steal someone's wife or girlfriend or daughter or mother, then you may find that their relatives are coming behind you and trying to kill you or beat you up or something like this. Then there are so many diseases by the laws of nature. So many diseases are connected with, especially with illicit sex life. STD. What does that mean? Subscriber trunk dialing. It also means sexually transmitted diseases. By the laws of nature, there are many horrible diseases which are communicated by having multiple sexual partners. So there's also the emotional anxiety and of love affairs. And even licit sex, which is in many ways in a completely different category to illicit sex. Sex that Krishna himself says, Dama viruddho bhuteshu kamo smi bharatasha. That sex life which is not contrary to the principles of dharma, that is a representation of Krishna. So even that, troublesome to maintain a wife and family is troublesome, especially in the modern age, because they made life so convenient with so many conveniences that it's become exceedingly troublesome to support a family. That's another trick of Maya. We try to make everything very easy, but then now you have all kinds of facilities, electricity, running water, but then life becomes so complex that the basic necessities of life, which are traditionally they are available simply from living simply on the land, not so anymore. So it's in the modern age it's become very difficult to maintain families, and therefore they say Hamdo Hamare Ek or Hamare Do and no more, because it's too expensive to have children. It's a burden. So you go to the abortion clinic. We already have two children and the wife's pregnant again. Okay, let's go to the abortion clinic, and that's the problem solved. But the problem comes around again when we enter our mother's womb and we get aborted for having aborted a child. Very sinful activity. Nowadays considered normal, considered laudable in modern India. It's a very good abortion clinic, is a service to the nation, so we don't get too much population. But the result is it's a highly sinful activity. So the reaction will be there for that. People don't know. People are crazy. They don't study Shastra. Even if they have some religious inclination, they go to some complete cheater. Modern age, it's just amazing how the people, they're just absolutely cheating. And you could maybe devise some program how to be the most totally cheating thing. And you try, if you want to be a millionaire, famous, quick, then you just think of the most cheating manner you can possibly do in the name of religion. And definitely it'll become very popular. Because people want to be cheated. There are so many evidences. So insanity It's like in the material condition of thinking, I am this body, is insanity. Not in, what's that? There's one word, insaniyat, in Urdu means manavta, kya bolte, Hindi mein? Insaniyat. So, Hindi word is manavta, no? So, what they call insaniyat, it means they're all insane actually. Because they're thinking for the benefit of the human race. But they do not know that natevidu swartagatim hi Vishnu. They don't know that our real self-interest is to serve Vishnu. And therefore, what's the next line? Durashaye bahiratamanina. Therefore, they're hoping for something which can never happen, which is that they'll be happy in this material world. Therefore called durasha, a hope never to be fulfilled. Trying to enjoy this material condition. So, it's a madness, situation of madness, in which we put all our hopes and our endeavors on trying to be happy in a place where we can't be happy. Or we take as happiness some petty happiness, or something which is not actually a cause of happiness, just like that someone is punished, now you must be beaten with a metal rod. So, sounds like fun. So you're going to be beaten with metal rods. But this prisoner will be beaten with a gold rod. And this prisoner will be beaten with an iron, with a copper rod. And this prisoner will be beaten with an iron rod. So the person being beaten with the gold rod is looking at the prisoner being beaten with the iron rod and say, I'm better than you. But the result is the same. It's simply painful. So this aristocracy, I'm much better than, I'm high class, but it's the same thing. We're suffering birth, death, old age and disease. Someone is suffering in a house in Malabar Hills and someone's in the Chhatrapati, which any day comes under the bulldozer. But it's the same thing. Just a little bit more facility, that's all. And the chance to think, I am very prestigious. So this is madness, and madness is also that's understood to be haunting by ghosts. Even in Europe, it used to be considered, before they became scientifically advanced and they stopped believing in ghosts, even though they're all haunted by ghosts. But in the Western countries, they also used to believe that insanity is caused by haunting by ghosts. So that's stated there. The material condition of thinking, I am not a servant of Krishna, is Pishachi Paile Jaina Matti Channa Hoy Maya Grasta Jibe Hoy Shebhavudo. So one, it's just like being haunted by a ghost. One becomes crazy. Someone who's haunted by a ghost, sometimes you see a child, they're only like 8 years old, but there's, when the ghost possesses them and they become so strong that five people can't hold them down, and they'll beat viciously their parents who have no bad intention toward them just because they're haunted by a vicious ghost. Very evil person who due to sinful activity cannot get a gross body. So in the subtle body they enter the body of someone who is weak-minded and they take over that body, and they're very envious because anyway they're sinful, otherwise they wouldn't have got such a body. And they're very envious that someone can enjoy and I cannot enjoy. And they have some, in that condition as a ghost, they have some power and they want to use that to inflict trouble on others. So this is the condition of someone in material life. They're insane. They're as if possessed by a ghost. Someone by possessed by a ghost doesn't recognize, who is my well-wisher? These are my parents. They want to be good to me. No, slap them in the face. Try to take out their eyes. So acting against their own self-interest and not recognizing their friends. This is the condition of material life. But it's very difficult for someone in this condition to recognize it. Anyone who is crazy, they don't recognize it. Everyone in this material world is crazy, but there are levels of craziness. We say someone's normal. There's no real definition of what normal is, but it's relatively easy to recognize someone who's actually what we would call clinically insane. That they don't respond in normal ways to the stimuli, sensual stimuli. They talk in unusual ways, often incoherently, that the beginning of their sentence doesn't have any relationship to the end of the sentence. They may be talking to someone who's not there. So this insanity, or if someone's even just someone may be like, what is it? They say there's neurosis and psychosis, and different degrees of mental disturbance. So if someone's a little bit crazy, it's very difficult to try to convince them that they actually you need some treatment. And say, no, there's nothing wrong with me. So this is the condition in material life, that we don't, there's nothing wrong, everything's okay, I'm okay, you don't have to say anything to me. Why are you trying to preach to me? Don't say there's anything wrong with me. This insanity has taken over the whole modern way of thinking. That we should just accept everyone is okay, and you should also think good about yourself. Whatever you are, don't worry. Don't worry about your faults, and you should have self-esteem. You should have a high level of self-esteem. What's the Hindi word for self-esteem? You're trying to think what it is. I'll tell you what it is. It's called ahankar. They're promoting that you should have high self-esteem, but what it actually means is that you should have a high false ego. Yeah, I'm okay. Yeah, nothing wrong with me. Everything's wonderful. I'm great. I'm wonderful. I love me for what I am. People say you should just be what you are. But you're crazy. So what's good about that? Everyone is in the material condition. Everyone is crazy. And it's very difficult to even help people to understand that they are crazy. As Prabhupada often said, it's very difficult to wake up a person who's pretending to be asleep. Jeev jago, jeev jago. I'm not sleeping. Oh, wait a minute. If you're not sleeping, how can you say you're not sleeping? Gaura chanda bale koto nidra jao maya pishacha. Again the shabda, again the word comes pishacha rakona. Sleeping very nicely, but sleeping in the lap of Maya, who her function is like that of a witch. Actually, she's mother, but she's her function is to act in a manner that is beneficial for the conditioned souls, but they cannot understand how that is beneficial. How their repeated birth and death is beneficial for them, so that someday they may wake up to the fact that I'm not meant to be here, I'm meant to be serving Krishna. So it's one big madhouse. And the problem of living in the madhouse is that in the madhouse, all the people think it's normal to be mad. So, and if someone is not mad, then they think there's something wrong with him. Why is he not crazy like all of us? If you want to be accepted in the madhouse, if you want to be considered part of the group, then you have to be crazy. So that's the condition of material life. Prabhupada, when he was first preaching in the West, who is this? So many people, upon seeing our devotees there, with shaven-headed and shikas and robes and ladies wearing saris and then the tilak on their forehead, this was completely not only unprecedented but unimagined in the Western countries. They'd never even imagined such a thing. It's just like you wouldn't imagine someone, you know, walking down the streets of New York with a pet giraffe on a lead, taking your pet giraffe for a walk. It's just something. Giraffe, you know what that is? You didn't go to the zoo. 90% of your life is wasted. Okay. Hippopotamus, how about that? Hippo? You know what a hippo is? They have them in India, in Assam. Alright. What can I say? The example didn't work. Anyway, it was unimagined that it was just unimaginable, and people responded to it by thinking, this is crazy. What are they doing jumping around the streets? Is it funny clothes and ringing bells and singing? Normal people don't do that. It's not normal. So if they're not normal, then they must be crazy. So then Prabhupada wrote a short essay for distribution called Who is Crazy? People who are normally going to work with grim looks on their faces as they rush to work, working very hard, getting ulcers, full of anxiety, how to pay the bills, working hard all week, and then for their pleasure at the weekend they drink a lot of alcohol, and when they drink alcohol they talk like a crazy man. But then people think, well, that's a normal way to be crazy, so that's okay. Nothing, getting drunk is normal. Then the next morning you wake up and all the money you worked for is gone, and you have just enough money to buy aspirins for your headache, which you get for drinking the night before. So this is normal life. And those who are dedicating their lives to the highest truth, leading a pure life, glorifying Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they are considered crazy by people who are crazy. So who is crazy? Even if you say, well, what are you working hard for? To get money. Why do you want money? Well, so we can enjoy. So can we be happy? If we get money, we'll be happy. But devotees, they're happy. They're dancing in the streets. They're happy. So you may say, well, then the crazy man, you see, the crazy man, he's also happy. There are different kinds of crazy men. Some of them are very happy, crazily happy, or happily crazy. But that happiness, what is the use of that happiness? That is their happiness of within illusion. That's actually it's not actual happiness. It's a facade over the fear and anxiety that they feel. And for all the apparent happiness of a madman, he has to suffer repeated birth and death. So this fundamental principle that these are being spoken by Kapila Devi. So a fundamental principle of material nature is that we do not belong here. Our identity with this material situation is completely wrong. It's a very serious disease, or comparable to being haunted by a ghost. It's a very difficult and bad position to be in. This point is being stressed here, along with the only antidote, which is to take to Krishna consciousness and come to proper consciousness, clear consciousness, sane consciousness, happy consciousness, that I am meant to serve Krishna. This is the point being made here. Basic point, worth discussing. As we go on in our lives, sometimes thinking I should serve Krishna and sometimes thinking how I should enjoy myself in this material world. So it's good to discuss these basic points and be convinced that we should all become Mahabhagavats. By serving, we should all serve the Mahabhagavats. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Let us all serve the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada and by his grace become delivered from this nasty position of identifying with this body. Hare Krishna. Any question about this comment? Mike? Yeah. I didn't hear anything you said. Because of the forgetfulness of the living. Yeah.
The transcendental living entity accepts information from the living. So, in another place, we know that Krishna and the living entities are actually eternally Krishna consciousness.
The living entities are by nature eternally Krishna conscious. They can temporarily become non-Krishna conscious. It's the old question, yet again, that why did we forget Krishna? Well, that we all have to individually answer ourselves. Why did you forget Krishna? Because you're a rascal, that's why. How? You go see a psychiatrist or you go see an astrologer and he can take you back through your previous lives or something like this. Exactly the details we don't know, but the basic principle is there. Krishna bhuli seijivanadi bahimuk. Krishna bahimukh hoya bhogavancha kare. These are the statements of Shastra. How did we do it? It doesn't make any sense. But then again, it doesn't make any sense. Now you've got information of Krishna, is it not? So why are we still trying to enjoy Maya? Does it make any sense? No. The endeavor of the jiva to enjoy this mature world doesn't make any sense, either in the beginning or the middle or the end. So if you're saying, how did we go away from Krishna? It's the same thing, then why? You can ask the question right now also. Here's Krishna, we're not interested. Why? It doesn't make any sense now, any more than it made sense at any point in time or from beyond time, anadi. It's just madness, that's all. Misuse of independence. Dhritarashtra uvacha. Dharma kshetre kuru kshetre samaveta yoyotsavaha. Yeah.
So Maharaj,
Krishna bhuli se jivanat bhulipuka atayava maya kare ye sansarya dhuva. So anad bhulipuka ko jiv ko janat ka bhulipuka Krishna.
Krishna bully say jeev anadi bahimuk. They can bull karna, ye bull karna, ye karya, ek vishesh samay mein hona chahiye. To isliye Prabhupada, I say bale ki anadi ka matlab, itne din pahle ki usko कब हुआ इसको निर्णय करना संभव नहीं है, यही प्रभुपाद की व्याख्या है. समझना मुश्किल है लेकिन प्रभुपाद ऐसे बोले.
माया देवी दुख देते हैं लेकिन जो जीव कृष्ण भावना में आता है तो उसको भक्त राजा चंद्र कमांडर वाइस प्रेसिडेंट प्रेसिडेंट गुरु ये सब लोग शिक्षा देते हैं दीक्षा देते हैं. बाद में वो कोर्स देते भगवत गीता भागवत का कोर्स होता है ब्रह्मचर्य की क्लास सब ये लोग करते हैं पढ़ाई भी करते हैं फिर भी अपने मन में ये उपासना नहीं आना चाहिए. माया देवी उसको हेल्प करना चाहिए. ये कृष्ण भावना में जा रहे उसको हेल्प करना चाहिए. लेकिन जगह तो बहुत सारे बड़े बड़े भक्त माया में गिर गए. तो जो वैभव वाला को दुख देना चाहिए जो कृष्ण चेतन में जो आया है इस मार्ग में चल रहे हैं तो उसको माया की हेल्प करना चाहिए. उसका मन में भोग पान से विकार नहीं आना चाहिए.
हेल्प करते हैं लेकिन कैसे हेल्प करते हैं? परीक्षा देने वाले हैं. परीक्षा है. एक बार एक भक्त प्रभुपाद से पूछा कि माया इतना मजबूत है क्यों? और प्रभुपाद बोले कि क्योंकि तुम्हारा उद्देश्य मजबूत नहीं है. और एक कहानी है नहीं महाभारत में कि एक राजा इनके सभा में तो सभी उपस्थित ब्राह्मणों से पूछा कि क्यों हम माया से मुक्त नहीं सके मुक्त नहीं हो सकते. तो सभी ब्राह्मण तो अलग अलग उत्तर देने के बाद सबके उत्तर देने के बाद वो एक वृद्ध विद्वान ब्राह्मण बाकी था जो उत्तर नहीं दिया. तो सब उसके तरफ देखते थे. फिर वो ब्राह्मण पागल जैसे वो राज सभा राजगृह का एक स्तंभ को आलिंगन करके बहुत चिल्लाता मुझको छोड़ दो मुझको छोड़ दो मुझको छोड़ दो. सब सोच रहे क्या क्या पागल हो गया वो. लेकिन वो उसके बाद वो सबको बताया कि हाँ ऐसे बोल दे माया क्यों हमको नहीं छोड़ते हैं और हम माया को पकड़ के बोलते मुझको छोड़ दो. तो ऐसे भक्ति में भी बोलना प्रेम भक्ति भाव तो बोलना सहज है लेकिन माया का प्रभाव से मुक्त होना इतना सहज नहीं है. मामेव ये प्रपद्यन्ते माया में तम तरन्ति थे. तो पूर्ण आत्मसमर्पण करना चाहिए फिर हम कृष्ण की पूरी कृपा मिलेंगे. लेकिन एक बात है तो सभी भक्त जो कृष्ण सेवा की और उसके बाद फिर माया ग्रस्त हो गया है तो जो भी सेवा किया है वो उनका आध्यात्मिक हिसाब में है, कोई नुकसान नहीं होते। क्या बोलते हैं गीता में, स्वप्नमप्यस्य धर्मस्य जायते महतो भयात्। तो इस चर्चा बहुत लंबी और जटिल हो सकती काली युग का प्रभाव बहुत है, कौन बोल सकते कि मैं काली का प्रभाव से मुक्त हूं। श्री भक्ति मार्ग है कंठक कोटि रुद्ध। इस भौतिक जगत में भक्ति मार्ग कंठक कोटि, असंख्य कंठक, क्या बोलते हैं हिंदी में, कंठा कंठा काटा, अर्थात असंख्य विघ्न है भक्ति मार्ग में इस काली काल में। तो इसलिए एक ही उपाय है, जैसे प्रभुपाद बोले तो मेरा धोती का अंचल पकड़ो और मैं तुमको गोलोक तक पहुंच दूंगा, समथिंग लाइक दैट, टेक होल्ड ऑफ माय धोती एंड आई विल टेक यू बैक टू गॉडहेड। तो इसका क्या मतलब है, तो खाली जय प्रभुपाद जय प्रभुपाद जय प्रभुपाद बोलने से तो नहीं होगा। फंडामेंटल प्रिंसिपल्स, इस अध्याय का नाम है फंडामेंटल प्रिंसिपल्स। मंगल आरती, कम से कम 16 माला जाप, चार नियम पालन करना, कृष्णार्थे अकेला चेष्टा, सब कुछ जो हम करते हैं कृष्ण के लिए, कृष्ण की प्रसन्नता के लिए करना चाहिए। तो ऐसे कृष्ण केंद्रित जीवन होना चाहिए। इफ वी फॉलो देन, अगर हम पालन करते हैं तो अवश्य ही प्रभुपाद और हमारे सब परंपरा आचार्यों और भगवान कृष्ण अवश्य ही हमको सहाय करेंगे। तेषां सतता युक्तानां भजतं प्रीतिपूर्वकं ददामि बुद्धि योगं तं येन माम उपयन्ति ते। इस बात तो अभी चालू नहीं है, या क्या कृष्ण झूठ बोलने वाला है क्या? नहीं, यही बात सही है। लेकिन अगर भक्ति का नाम है, हमारा दूसरा उद्देश्य है, तो फिर दूसरा फल मिलेगा। यही यथा मांग प्रपद्यंत है, यही बात भी चलते हैं। चांस तथा भजामे अहम। हरे कृष्ण। घरे देखने का समय क्या, आप कुछ बोलना चाहते थे? नहीं। ऑलराइट, हरे कृष्ण। श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय। इस डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। ओ oh.